Welcome to episode 22 from Stories from the VO Booth. I'm your host, voiceover talent and trainer, Tina Zaremba. Today, I'm doing something a little different. I'm not interviewing anyone, but rather sharing some discoveries I made from life's unexpected moments in this biz we're all in. Listen in as I share my worries, expectations, and realizations. Do you ever have one of those days that you think is going to go completely one way, and it goes completely 180 the opposite? Well, I had an entire weekend recently that was like that. I recently was planning a trip to Minneapolis where I co-teach a voiceover workshop with a lovely woman named Beth Chaplin. She and I had the whole workshop planned. We actually had four different workshops planned. We were going to be doing an advanced voiceover workshop for newbies, a voiceover workshop focused on marketing. We had planned this thing out. We had copy selected for each talent. Tweeted, we Instagrammed, we talked about it on my podcast. I was excited to be back in Minneapolis. Prince, God rest your soul, I love you. Undertone Studios, where we work out of, I love you guys. Tom Hambleton. Well, several days before I was to fly to Minneapolis, I get a call from Beth saying that the weather reports are expecting a blizzard. And I'm like, what? I'm not even computing what she's saying because it's a lovely day in New York. I'm watching my son play hockey, field hockey with a buddy of his, and it's just not registering. But I can hear in her voice this kind of panic. So I call Delta Airlines to find out if I can change my flight, and it's just a huge hassle. So that's frustrating. And then I talked to my husband about it later that night. And he was like, well, you've given your word. You've said you're going to be there. You got to be there. Your flight's going. It's not supposed to start snowing until Saturday, the first day of the workshop. All right. So I will fly to Minneapolis. So I fly to Minneapolis and it's fine. When I land, it's drizzly, you know, rain, overcast skies, but nothing. Put the last minute touches on our voiceover workshop, talk about the different talent we're going to be meeting with, talk about the industry, and what we'll do if there's a snowstorm. Well, we really didn't talk about it that much. We were trying to be positive. Now, let me just say, I really didn't think I had any expectations going into this. I just thought I was going to teach a voiceover workshop and do the best job I could possibly do, be present and connect with the students that I work with and the copy that I give them and hopefully provide some real value. I did have some expectations. And I realized that the next morning when I woke up to snow, a lot of snow. And then we looked at the news reports and it was just the snow was going to continue, yep, all through the day and all through the night. So Beth and I looked at one another and realized that the only sane thing to do is to cancel this. I mean, my goodness, everything in Minneapolis was being shut down. So we're like, all right, I mean, we can't possibly ask people to drive out in this weather. So we cancel everything. And it hasn't quite registered to me what has just happened. Like I said, I did not think I had any expectations going into this, but when we canceled, I was left with this kind of gaping hole feeling of like, now what? Now what do I do? Okay, I should try to get back to New York. Well, that really did not make sense since all the flights were being either canceled or delayed. So I wasn't going to be flying out till Monday. Now you might think, oh, now Tina, you have time to yourself. You can relax, you can sleep in, you don't have an 8-year-old jumping up and down and just be. Oh boy, was I wrong. It took all of Saturday for me to completely accept that we were not going to be having this workshop. It was like, what are the stages of death? Denial, anger. I think it's like DAMDA, or I'll have to go back and look at that acronym. Denial, anger, bargaining. I definitely went through those stages of grief, if you will, for not having this workshop. Because I really love working with Beth and I really love working with different talent. And that wasn't going to be happening. And that was a huge expectation that I did not even realize was at the forefront of all of this. So like I said, throughout Saturday, it was very hard for me to decompress and to accept that this workshop wasn't happening. Took a bubble bath. Something I never do in New York. I don't think our tub is even big enough for that. and found myself relaxing a little more, obviously from a bath. My friend and student, Michael Schwengel, called me and offered to pick me up to take me out to lunch with his boyfriend. And I was like, are you sure it's snowing out? He's like, it'll be fine. We go out, and as soon as we got to the restaurant, it's like 2 p.m. The waiter came over and he's like, okay, this is last call. We're like, we didn't even order any drinks. He's like, well, we're shutting down the restaurant in an hour. So we quickly ate and then we left. And when we walked out, I kid you not, I could not see anything in front of me. I was like, Michael, where is your car? Because I can't see a thing. Got to his car. I was so grateful we canceled the workshop because I didn't even know if we were going to make it back to Beth's house. It was, I've never seen anything like it in my life. And it's mid-April, people. So I'm stressed and I'm still going through these stages of I've let go of denial. And I think I was between like anger and bargaining at this point when we're driving back to Beth's house in this blizzard, which was nuts. And I'm thinking, what am I doing? Why did I do this? Why did I go out? But it was fun to get out and see friends. And then the next day, Sunday, is when I think I completely fell into this is what is and stopped resisting. My friend Terry Parker Brown, she came over to Beth's house, and Beth and I and Terry, we laughed, we joked, we had wine, we sat in the snow. And I want to say the biggest takeaways I had from this moment was when I was in the corporate world, I was on this treadmill of going to where I don't know. And I honestly thought when I left the corporate world, that wasn't who I was anymore. That wasn't my identity. But you are, what do they say? Wherever you go, there you are. My mindset and my identity for so long has been one of, I've just got to do, I've got to hustle, I've got to hustle, I've got to hustle more because this is my own business. But I know in my core what books for me is not the hustling or the doing. It's the ability to be present, to connect to the copy, to connect to my clients, and most importantly, to connect with myself. So that whole experience of having something that I really wanted to do, work really hard for, and have it completely erased from a snowstorm so quickly woke me up to the fact that it's not about the hustling and the working harder and harder and doing and doing. It's about who I'm being and how I'm showing up. So I hope you're able to take something away from this. And if you've ever found yourself caught up in the rat race of maybe you don't even sit in a cubicle, maybe you're in your own voiceover booth, but you still find that you're on this rat race to nowhere against yourself. That's not even really a phrase, rat race to nowhere against yourself. I don't know what I just said, but maybe you know what I meant. Shoot me an email and or tweet me or comment on my Instagram below this post, letting me know what you've done to bring yourself back to the moment, to let go of expectations and to connect. Because I know as voiceover artists, that's what books is when we're connected and we're being. Here's to owning our voices. Have a beautiful week. Stay tuned next week for episode 23, where I talk with hypnotherapist and founder of Theta Spring, Alexandra Ginelli. She and I talk about the subconscious and how it influences our behavior on a day-to-day basis, why it's so challenging to break habits and beliefs, and how we can begin to realign our energy with our voiceover career and life. You're in for a treat.